Dr. Thomas Farrow leads a team of researchers at the Rat Genome Database in Milwaukee. By observing the sleep patterns of certain kinds of lab rats, the scientists are able to draw conclusions about the nature of human sleeping patterns. While some people need only a few hours of sleep to be able to function the next day, just as many report needing more than 8 hours to be productive. What interests Dr. Farrow is whether we're born with these differences or whether we learn them.
Our ability to adapt to the environment and respond to the environment is dependent upon our genetics, our basic genome structure. And that's true for all animals and all humans.
Because Dr. Farrow kept all of his rats under the same environmental conditions, the variations he found among different strains led him to conclude there must be a hereditary link.
If they're identical animals and they sleep differently, especially if we keep the environment the same, it must be a genetic basis for this difference. And by using this genetic difference and us comparing these different inbred strains of animals, we can start to locate what regulates their difference.
While certain environmental factors can influence the quality of sleep, such as how much exercise we get during the day, Dr. Farrow says it's ultimately our genes that determine whether or not we get a good night's rest. That said, sleep is a very complex physiological process, according to Farrow. He hopes his research will motivate other scientists to step back and look at the big picture, to look beyond just the minute molecular interactions regulating sleep.
So it's like looking at the leaf of a tree in a forest and looking at the forest at the same time and not losing perspective. And that's what's key and that's what's exciting.
Dr. Farrow is presenting his findings on sleep today at the American Physiological Society in Washington. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.